Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Let having a quiet time before God be your priority as you wake up daily. Use Turning Point to do your quiet time and also do a short Bible study using the Daily Devotional Prayer booklet. We publish it monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members and listeners worldwide, subscribe to the prayer booklet online. The content shall be sent to your phone for your daily use. You can do a 1 year or monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 19th day in March 2024. Open your hand for prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. I command that every negative pattern operating in your life be broken today by the power of God. On your way out today, those going to work or some other places, you are under the watchful eye of God Almighty. No evil of any kind shall come close to your borders. You will have a successful outing today. I declare, today is your day of profit and progress. He said, the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. Do this. Take 1, 2, or 3 steps forward. Walk around in your room if you are still in the house. And as you do, start prophesying. Begin to say, my steps are ordered to my waiting miracles. My steps are ordered supernaturally to unsolicited help. Go on and say more good things to your life as you walk around your room. Oh yes. You shall dip your foot in oil. This is God's word for somebody today in Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Let it be gone. Behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. God said, forget your past disappointments, losses, and setbacks. Let your yesterday go, because your new day is here. Mop up your tears, because your laughter season has begun. To you, he said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, behold, I have set before you an open door. Wow, I see an open door before somebody. If I say somebody, they could be in hundreds or in thousands. Do this. If a door is near where you are, go near the door and open it prophetically and hold the door open. Let me speak. There is an open door before you. Open door of progress, of profit, of connection, of enlargement. Open door of marriage, of traveling, of profit, of relationship, of huge sales and mega contract. Say amen. I see an open door of opportunities before someone. What have you lost or missed? You will take it back in multiple fold. Keep your phone well charged and on today. A miracle phone call will soon come in. Now, let's do this again. Take a paper or a notebook. Sign your signatures 7 times. I prophesy, you will soon be signing checks in millions and multi-millions. Your signature shall soon be required and needed for approval on important transactions in Jesus' name. Please believe all these prophetic releases. Even if you don't look like it now, it shall soon be happening for you. March 19th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed and be divinely covered. Your days shall be sweet and be prolonged in Jesus' name. Listeners, let's share more testimonies today and please be connecting to them. Your own miracles too will come. First testimony. Yesterday, Saturday 16 morning, prayer daddy said we should ask us to send a message to 3 different persons to check on them and their well-being, and that we should not ask them for money or anything. Out of the 3 people I checked on, one later called and asked me to send my account details and credited me with good money. I'm so happy. Since I joined this family, I have not had such a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. God bless you real good. Wow. Very many people that did that faith action will have more powerful testimonies coming for them. Another testimony. Abba Father has ruled in my favor. I received an email concerning my work permit application that it is successful. Good Lord, I come to say thank you. Thank you for it can only be God. My Thanksgiving seed has been sent to the GT account of the commission. Battle seeds works wonders. Thank you, Jesus. That is it. Anytime you are blessed by God, give a Thanksgiving seed. Anytime you have a challenge before you, give a battle seed. They works wonders. Another one. My son got to Canada, Canadian border, and the only question they asked that was asked by the immigration officer was, are you from Nigeria? How is Nigeria? That was all. And he got his study visa. It's so amazing. I come to give God all the glory. Listeners, you will have your breakthrough with ease from now on. Another person. I woke up yesterday. My enemy was seriously sick. But I listened to Turning Point. You asked us to pray for at least 1 hour, in which I did yesterday. I replayed the prayers back, and I prayed fervently. And I sent all the sicknesses back to where they came from. The sicknesses obey in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, for your for anointing on you. The unction will not run dry. Wow. Our enemies back to sender. Another person. I want to thank God for divine provision for me and members of my family all throughout 2023. Two, few weeks ago, Daddy said God is healing someone whose fingers are getting numb. I keyed into that prophecy. I want to glorify God. I didn't feel the numbness again after that prayer. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. You are permanently healed. Another testifier. Please share my testimony, sir. God has done it. My Canada study permit has been approved. Praise be to God Almighty. All those waiting for approval, your approvals will come. Another one. To God be the glory. We have moved to our own personal house. God changed our status from a tenant to a house owner. And then I was delivered and healed today through laying on of mantle. And going back to Daddy's healing prayer. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Your anointing will not run dry. All my prayers for you shall be doing wonders, every listener. Somebody said, I want to thank God for restoration of my TV through anointed mantle. I also thank God for alert upon alert when Daddy asked us to raise our phones. I thank God for his mercy, protection, and daily provisions. More anointing on you, Daddy. Wow. The miracles will continue. Another one. My dear family, please join me and thank God for granting me and my family Canada work permit. I pray that we will find favor in the land of Canada. Yes, you will find favor there. Somebody said, I want to thank God for adding a new year to my life on the 8th of February. Please, sir, I have been on Turning Point for the past 4 years. You always keep or mention another date on the 8th of February. I have not received my daily prayers from you before. Oh, sorry about that. I will take note of that. But the Lord bless you all the same. All February 8th people, the Lord bless you. Another one, I thank God for his provision during our holiday. Two, I thank God for massive sales he granted me during our season last year. Three, I thank God for the successful burial of my father-in-law. All that went with us returned their destination in peace. Four, I thank God for always answering my request. Thank you, God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel. You are Babao, oh God of all of us. Another one, he said, I want to thank God. I testify of the power of the mantle reviving my phone. And also transit God for my UK visa. When I called the prayer line pastor and also asked the pastor in Dominion City to pray along with me, after my visa was delayed for 2 months, to God be the glory, my visa has been released. Daddy, pray that the land of UK will favor me. Yes, the land of UK will favor you. I want to thank God Almighty for what he has done for me and my family. I have been promoted to another level in my place of work. Two, last week, Holy Communion, I pray and I told God to heal me from infection that was disturbing me. Indeed, I was healed. I went to the hospital to confirm everything is now normal. I am okay. I pray that this year I should carry my set of twins. So shall it be. Another one. Praise be to God Almighty. My wife gave birth to a bouncing baby girl, which is part of my 2024 goals. My Thanksgiving seed has been sent already. Wow! All those trusting God for babies, receive your own miracle. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center. It was great with you last week. I was with you there last week. All those that attended last week, attend again tomorrow. 12 to 2 p.m., same time, same venue. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Telephone numbers to engage for information, 0806-133-2800. That same tomorrow, Wednesday, is the national conference we have been talking about. So all general overseers, apostles, bishops, senior pastors, pastors, all leaders in the body of Jesus Christ, don't miss it. Nationwide, it is interdenominational. Air-conditioned buses have been positioned for Abeokuta and Ibadan ministers. Be there. For ministers coming from Ogun State, Abeokuta, SMS, chat or make a call to reserve a seat in the bus to 0802-77-96376. For ministers coming from Ibadan, your state, SMS, chat or make a call to 0805-8022-194 to secure your own seat. Now, buses will take off from Dominion City on Wednesday from 7 a.m., Iwo Road, World Oil, 7:20 a.m., and Mobi Petrol Station, Toll Gate, from 7:30 a.m. Don't be late. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Ibadan, Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Our prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week is removal of evil garments. Bring a wear, a cloth, a dress you are no longer wearing that is torn or worn out. After that prophetic action of the removal of evil garment, it shall be set on fire. So let it be cloth you are ready to burn off. Please don't miss it. Invite other people. It shall be live stream. Connect all over the world. Don't default in your tithing. If you are a tither, see sower, sacrificial see sowing. Do it with all your heart. Do it with joy. Do it with faith. Do it with expectation. God does not owe any man anything. Without the seed in the soil, there is no expectation of harvest. Do this covenant power of giving and sowing for the enlargement of God's kingdom. God cannot see tithers and see sowers and not be moved. You are blessed. I pronounce everyone lifted, blessed, enlarged, divinely covered. You shall not be kidnapped, no stray bullet, no arm robbery, no attack, no misfortune on you. You are divinely covered. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.